What does that sound like? That sounds like the chicken lady from, oh yeah, oh, Antifa, oh, oh yeah, who's the Antifa? I think it was Kids in the Hall, but yes. Kids.
Full House.
Wow, you're crunchy. What happened?
I don't know.
You're very loud.
Well, let me look at the audio settings on... What about now?
Yes, that's a little bit better. Still a bit loud.
Should it be quieter?
No, you're fine there.
What about there?
Yeah, that's good.
Zoom likes to just automatically adjust things.
Why am I so...
Even...
So, like, huh? Washed out. It's like the video is just so washed out.
Stupid. Mine?
Mine.
Mine's very awful, but... The problem is...
I mean, it's not like anyone sees it other than you. But.
No. Yours looks better than mine, actually, because mine is so bright. But, I mean, my face looks so white with a little bit of pink. But
well, that's because I have an amber.
It's because I can't...
See? I have an amber. I have an amber light.
Oh, okay. I have really fancy LED lights that I paid lots of money for, but they have an app, and I've got to download the app and figure out how to use it and connect them to the app and all that. So right now I just turn them on. I could make them dimmer. I could probably change the color to.
What, you can make them vote for Donald Trump? Ah, see, make them dimmer.
Yeah.
TB in the chat room so knows what lights
to
have.
Oh, God.
They're well, the brand, the old god the, lights.
The brand is Elgato.
That means cat. The
but
cat.
I can't remember the name.
The cat.
But they're the ones that sit on your desk. They have one that I think. Well, it may be the same light. They have a version that is like freestanding from the floor.
Yeah.
But these, they still have a stand, but they're just made to go on a desk instead of the floor.
I see.
I think.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Hi, good buddy.
You forgot my name, but okay.
I didn't. I did not forget your name, Bob.
When did I become good buddy? Isn't that what Boss Hogg used to say to... No, that was Enos. No, it wasn't Enos.
Good Buddy was Gilligan's Island.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
No, Good Buddy is Gilligan's Island. Well, I don't know. Maybe they did say that on Dukes of Hazzard, but I know it's Gilligan's Island.
Is it... Boss Hogg. Oh, no. I can't believe I used to watch this show.
These are specifically for video streamers, you know. Sorry.
It's fine. I was trying to get Continue to the, on. Were you, No, were you I was looking, looking for a specific clip where he said, like, little buddy.
I didn't watch that very much, to be honest.
All right, when I was growing up, I was the youngest in my family. I had no control on what was on the TV in prime time. So, yeah, I had to watch Dukes of Hazzard because that's what was on the TV. I couldn't go change the channel, so do not judge me.
My brother really liked Sanford and Son, so I saw that a lot.
No, I did. Lamont says that I watched it for Bo and Luke's bulges. No, I was too young at that point in time to appreciate. Yeah, by the time I was old enough to appreciate bulges, I was watching Parker and Parker. Wasn't that the? It was Gerald McRaney and. Let me find a. Let's see. Was it Parker and Parker? Simon and Simon. Thank you, Simon and Simon.
Oh, I used to watch Simon and Simon all the time.
Because they were like in the opening credits, they were like in their underwear. That got my attention. They were in their tidy whities. I don't have a picture of it from the online thing here.
I'm connecting. I'm going to the trouble of connecting in this app right now.
Oh, you're gonna get your light set up for a video that no one sees except me.
No, I'm probably not going to get it set up, but I just...
Thanks.
I mean, I'm probably not going to get anything fixed.
It means that you care enough about me that you want the lighting to be just right. Didn't Simon & Simon have like a really good theme song? Simon and Simon theme song.
I can do a color temperature. Was it?
I'm still waiting for the underwear shot here. I love a good saxophone, right? Oh, they took the underwear scene out. Took the underwear scene out.
They just don't have most. This is going to make me sound like an old person.
Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready.
TV theme songs nowadays are not nearly as good as they used to be.
Yeah, but in the age of binge watching, I appreciate really short theme songs. Like 30 Rock is the perfect theme song because it's catchy. And it's fast. And when you're binge watching a show, the last thing you want to do is listen to that goddamn, it's like Game of Thrones with a 6.5 minute fucking theme song. And it's fine like once every month or something, but it's like when you're like catching up on Game of Thrones and you're trying to binge watch them and fucking HBO doesn't give you a skip intro button. Fucking HBO. So I have no idea what we're going to talk about tonight, Adam.
Me either.
It's like this week has just been stupid. This has just been a stupid week.
Well, Lamont says nothing to talk about at all. Well, the problem is...
Yeah, we've pretty much talked about it. Right? We've been
The problem is we were both on...
I mean, everything's happened this evening, right?
Gangbang
Twitter,
last night.
Twitter has permanently banned him. Google has kicked Parler off of their app store. Discord has kicked off the Donald Trump groups off of Discord. Let's see, who else did something with the... Facebook banned them. And then Trump tried to get around his ban on Twitter by posting on the POTUS account, and they shut that down. It's like... it's just like... And then Mitch McConnell like released this really passive aggressive thing about the impeachment tonight. And
I haven't been watching news tonight. We watched The Chase, and that's a game show.
Oh, is it about chasing things?
No, well, kind of. It's actually an interesting concept, and there's a British version. I don't know. I guess it's not. Oh, I don't know if it's
give me,
a British
give me
version.
The elevator pitch.
There's a version that was on Game Show Network. I don't remember where
it was.
Don't
care. Just give me the pitch. What's the show?
So there's a really smart guy who is always on there.
Yes.
And there are three contestants. They each take turns answering questions to raise the pot. And part of that is they have to compete against the beast. It's a very complicated.
Who's the beast?
So, well, in the there was a guy in England.
And if they get the question wrong, but then they actually have to remove an article of clothing.
No. The Beast is sitting at the top of the board.
Of course,
at the bottom.
Yes.
And the money that they've banked sits in the middle, and the Beast answers questions to try to catch their money.
Yes.
While they try to answer questions right and get their money to go down and bank.
So is the Beast the smart guy that's always on?
Yes. The Beast is the smart guy that's always on.
Okay.
And then at the end, all the money accrued by the three people, they have a final round where they answer a bunch of questions in 2 minutes. And then the Beast has to turn around and answer the same amount or more in the same 2 minutes. And if he does, they lose all their money.
So yeah, see, this does. Cyclone's right. This sounds like Win Ben Stein's money.
So it's very complex, but it's fun. So the one in, we used to watch it on Game Show Network, but that one, they stopped carrying it on, I don't know if it was, again, I think it was a British show.
Game Show Networks is a bunch of reruns, so they probably just aired every episode 16 times, and they didn't want to pay for it anymore.
So anyway, this is an American version, and the Beast is split up between three people, and it's the three Jeopardy most winning folks.
Oh, so Ken Jennings.
What's his name and what's his name?
The only one we know is Ken Jennings. If that was a trivia question, who are the three most James winning Holtzauer. People James at Holtzauer, Jeopardy?
Holtzauer, James Holtzauer.
Holtzauer. Sure. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know the third one at all. But so tonight's episode had Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
Because they do one per episode.
Just one Beast.
But anyway, so we watched that, and then we watched Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, well, as if Wheel of Fortune wasn't.
And then we watched The Wall.
Is Big Fatty visiting you or something?
We love game shows. We watch all the game shows. We watch
programs.
Family Feud. We watch Celebrity Family Feud. We watch.
Oh, that's true. So it's Ken Jennings, James Holtzauer, and Watson. Those are the three Jeopardy champions.
No. There's that other guy. It's not Watson. I know what you're talking about, but it's.
Do you have an air fryer?
I do.
Do you know how to make the best air fryer donuts?
No, I don't. I'm not much of a donut. I've never made donuts in my life.
YouTube thinks I'm going to like this video because it's suggesting it to me, even though I'm keto.
Well,
I'm keto,
we don't have anything to talk about tonight. We could talk about how to make air fryer donuts.
No, that seems like...
I
don't eat carbs and you're not a big donut guy. So we would just be talking out of our ass about how to make donuts.
I have a, I wonder what that'll do. I have a
donut.
Don't know what I was going to say.
Do you have a donut?
Too much.
Do you have a donut?
No. I like donuts. I just don't make them.
I hear you can make them in a Vitamix.
Well, they're hot donuts.
Yeah, because they spin so fast that they're hot. It's like if you get pulled over.
You make fun of that, but that's really
a thing. No, I know. No, I know this. It's like if you get pulled over by a cop, you give him a Vitamix because it'll make his donuts hot.
Breaking news unrelated to Vitamix. The guy from Arkansas turned himself in.
Yeah, well... the FBI has a website of a bunch of those pictures of people they're trying to like find. So here's the thing, that fucking Baron Frosty like posts like, oh, watching these people getting perp walked and dragged out of their houses and arrested is just the greatest thing ever on Twitter. And I was just like, wait, where? I want to see this. I want to see it. And he's just like, he messages me back. He's like, I'm too busy. Just go to Twitter. It's like, bitch, I'm on Twitter all the time and I don't see this shit.
I had a lot of meetings today, so I was not able to binge. I did watch Biden's talk and his question answering.
His question answering?
Yeah.
You mean his Q&A?
Q&A, yeah. Question answering, question and answer, same thing.
His questions and answers, his Q&A, his question answering.
Man, he did not hold back talking smack on Trump. Ooh, I don't know if you saw it.
I didn't, but why would he?
He... He was just like, they said, so President Trump has said he's not going to come to the inauguration. And he said, you know what? That's the first thing he and I have agreed on.
Yeah, that really, maybe it's just because my mind sometimes goes to darker places, but it's like, why would he tell people that he's not going to be at the inauguration unless he's like basically inviting them to bomb it or something? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, I won't be there. So go ahead. Yeah, just blow them all up.
Well, I'm hoping. So they asked Biden about security and was he worried? And he said that the security for the Capitol was different than the security for the inauguration. The inauguration was a Secret Service, and that he had every confidence and faith in the Secret Service.
Oh, I have every confidence and faith in the Secret Service. But if somebody's got like some cruise missile that's off, you know, 6 miles away, that's going to like come in at supersonic speeds and blow up something, it's just like, okay, I hope that, you know, Kamala Harris isn't sitting right there. It's like, I hope that they're not.
They must. They'll have the Shark Tanks out for the inauguration for sure. That's a callback to yesterday. I'm sorry, all you
federal Shark Tanks that were having. That, yeah,
I know somewhere in D.C. I thought it was the Capitol, but it must be just the White House. But I know they have panels in the floor that open up, and you drop down into a shark tank, and the sharks have lasers.
Lasers.
Just like in Austin Powers. So maybe they're going to...
Just want some sharks with some frickin' lasers on their frickin' heads.
But also, the comedian, Jeff Dunham.
Yes, the puppeteer guy, yes.
Yeah, you know who he is?
Yeah. I thought we got a voicemail. Oh, we did. We got a voice message.
One of his puppets.
Yeah. Walter, the old crankity man.
Looks like Joe Biden.
Yeah, Walter.
Yeah, like so much like Joe Biden. Joe Biden is basically becoming Walter.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, they look so much alike. And the grim, oh, someone's already done it.
He doesn't sound
like that.
I can't see anything.
Look, copy, up. Hold on. I'm gonna try to, can I do, oh, it doesn't, oh yeah, there. Look at that. Look. The resemblance is uncanny.
Eh, not really, but. The thing is, Walter doesn't sound anything like Biden. So,
well, Walter sounds like Jeff Dunham.
Yeah. Well, all of
so I mean, like, you know,
Jeff Dunham. So, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Chat room. We should do that lazy thing that some podcasters do, where they're like, "Okay, we're doing a show. Send us questions." What's that thing called we use? Trello?
Yes, it's called Trello.
Let's see.
I have one thing on there that I can talk about.
You have you have a lot of things in the queue.
Yeah, but most of them are.
You have Being Reuben.
So Being Reuben was this reality show that failed, but it was. It was just one of these things where it's just like, it's a gay boy that wears makeup. And so they did this, this reality show about him, and it's just so god awful horrible. And it's, you know, this British boy who wears makeup. It's like, okay, great. He wears makeup. But it's like every episode is just like, but I wear makeup. And it's just, it was just so over the top and so stupid. And it was just like, this is clearly just reeks of like, you know, his mother's brother. Like his uncle is, you know, head of the BBC or something. And it's like, yeah, let's give Ruben his own program. Right? It's like one of those, you know, like when you were a little kid and you would do something that people liked and they're like, you should be on TV. You're so good. It's like, well, someone, you know, said that to this guy and then took it one step too far because it was just horrible. But that was months ago. That was like almost a year ago. So it was this.
I am Ruben DeMaid. I am 14 years old. I do makeup on Instagram, and I would love to be the most famous person in the world.
door, being a weirdo.
My family is crazy.
Boobs, don't be a diva.
It's my little brother, Sunny.
When I grow up, I'm going to be a professional footballer. And then after that, I want to become an actress.
Then there's my sister, Coco, and she is 12 years old. She is the queen of fashion.
Ow! Get it off!
We're all, like, fighting, playing games. I mean, it is like a cuckoo house. My mum, she is the Wonder Woman and the head of the family.
It's just god awful. But that was like a year. I mean, it has no
relevance.
No,
sometimes I get called ma'am when I order food at Wendy's drive thru. But
well, he's 14. It's like, it was so horrible. And then QAnon. Well, I've talked about QAnon off and on. That's been up there for a long time. So the only new thing I have up there is the permanent lights. I do have a tweet of the week, but it wasn't a tweet. It was a Facebook comment. But still, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Did you move permanent light? Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. It just moved magically.
I know. It's almost as if we're using some kind of collaborative system.
This is a stupid topic, but
it's not like we have anything else to do.
There. Well, not yet. I've got a. Let's see.
Stupid tools you buy when you get older.
Don't spoil it for the live listeners.
I'm not saying what tools they are. Put a tag on it.
The other I don't know how long. It's hard to know. It's like I'm a product owner or a product manager, and they're asking me to scope an Epic. Or something.
Yeah.
Is this small, medium, or large t-shirt size?
Dude, just swag it.
I don't know.
Just swag it. Do you guys do swags?
Somebody said that the other day, and it was the first time I had heard that used.
It's the worst stupid acronym in the world.
But I can't remember what it was.
Shitty wild ass guess.
Oh, I don't think that's what they use swag. They were saying, it doesn't matter.
It's not shitty. It's a strategic wild ass guess or a scientific wild ass guess.
Let me think. What else could I talk about?
Well, Burger King is.
We literally do nothing now. Not that we.
I just feel like the entire week was dominated with. Bullshit and this craziness.
We need to talk about it.
We can talk about it, but I mean,
no. Yeah,
but I mean,
what we think.
You know how people are, though. I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to hear it.
I haven't talked to my parents.
I mean, we can. All right. I will. Maybe we can do something along those lines. Because I feel like, you know, I've been seeing people on Facebook I've been seeing people on Facebook like that have on their, you know, if you supported Trump, then unfriend me right now and I don't want to talk to you and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of feel like that's the exact opposite of what we need to do at this point in time. It's like, that's kind of how we got here was by not talking to people. We need to be talking to people and we need to be like, hey, we have a lot of things in common. And you do realize that this one thing you believe is absolutely batshit crazy, but... You know, we do have other things in common. We are not like two different species of people. We really do. And I know it's hard and I know it's uncomfortable, but we really do. We need to reach out to those badass, you know, those batshit crazy family members and try to rein them back in. It's like try to get them to rejoin us in the land of the living or in the land of, you know, non-alternate facts. Yeah, you know, one of the things that Rudy Giuliani, I was listening to his podcast, and he sits down in front of a camera and records a YouTube video, and he calls it a fucking podcast. But he was saying, well, you know, the people at the rally were peaceful. They didn't have rope climbing equipment and professional glass breaking equipment on there. Those people that did the riots, they. You know, they had planned this. They had planned this. So they weren't people that came to this riot, you know, to this rally. The rioters were these people that had been planning it for a long time and they had nothing to do with the rally. And I'm like, Yeah, other than the fact that they kind of did. it's like, it was planned for a long time, but that was their meeting place. The rally was the meeting place. It's just like, yeah, you ignorant buffoon. This is like one of those things, like a lot of people, you know, a lot of polls are saying that a lot of people don't trust the, that they believe that the election was rigged. Yeah, because you guys keep repeating it over and over and over again with absolutely zero evidence. You just keep repeating it. It's like, how can you, never mind.
Well,
there are 62 court cases that were thrown out over this election. Not a single piece of evidence has like come forward like about voter fraud or anything in any kind of widespread way. And it's like, what are you going to do?
Roku acquired Quibi's content.
That is excellent. Quibi. What a fucking stupid
idea. I never watched a single thing on Quibi.
No one did. So, that's why they went bankrupt. No one watched a single fucking thing on Quibi because it was stupid.
Well, we've talked about it before, so there's no sense rehashing it, but I always thought,
watch it on Roku, you can.
When everyone said people love shorter content that's easier to consume in small bite-sized pieces, mm-hmm. I never agreed with that. I like longer content.
I like small
content. I always used to.
I like small content and I like longer content. I like all kinds of content. It's like, to me, it's like, it's not the length of the content that so much as it is the entertainment value of the content.
Well, in some ways, but if you think about it, and it doesn't have to do with just length, but
no, it also has to do with girth.
Right. But I prefer television shows over movies. And I think part of the reason that I do is because there's a much longer amount of time to flesh out the content and get to know the characters.
Oh,
and
yeah. No, absolutely.
Yada, 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 that you can't do in a movie. I feel a movie, and also a television show can have multiple stories within that show, whereas a movie is one thing. So if you don't like that one story, even if you like the characters or whatever, you don't like the movie. Whereas a TV show, they can have an episode that sucks, but you can still overall love the characters or...
Right. No, Cyclone is touching on a point that Brian... what's Brian's name? From Cord Cutters, from Cord Killers. Brian Brushwood. Brian Brushwood said this when Quibi was just like, and I'm paraphrasing him badly, but he was basically like, it sounds like the olds are standing around going like, oh, the youngs like short content. Let's do that. Yeah. That'll be great. And it's like just a whole bunch of the olds like just not quite getting the whole concept there. It's just like... It's like, yeah, people like TikTok, well, but it's not that they don't want to see Steven Spielberg produce a fucking TikTok. They just want to watch TikTok because it's fast and it's stupid. And it's like, that's not they're not looking for an ongoing saga drama. So like one of the things I really hate about TikTok are these fuckers that do a TikTok, you know, because they can only be like a minute. So it's like, and they're like, and I painted this blue and then I like let it overnight and I'm trying to scare away this squirrel and I don't know if it's going to work. Hey, watch, wait for this part two in the next TikTok. It's like, fuck you. I'm not going to go find your next goddamn TikTok. Fuck you. Just tell me what happened to the squirrel. Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
I've interrupted you 6 times.
It's okay. I'm used to it. But Twitter... I've just never understood the whole short content stuff. But Twitter, 140 characters to me was an annoyance. Mm-hmm. When you had to figure out, how am I going to abbreviate this word so I can fit in the thought that I have or whatever. And the Vine, like I didn't really, and TikTok, the length has nothing to do with it. I understand what they're doing, but to me, being short in itself has nothing to do with whether I'm going to like something.
Wait, why is Larry Vader saying COVID antibodies? Did Larry get the shot?
No, maybe he didn't. He say no. He said he couldn't get it yet. Maybe he got a test.
No, I thought he was on his way there. But anyway, he just did. Anyway, sorry. What was I looking? Oh, I was looking for Baron Frosty's Twitter.
I know he. I. You know what? I think I knew his real name. I know we can't say it on air, but I don't know his real name now. If I knew it, I forgot it.
Here's the thing. I feel like, all right, we'll just talk about this on the show. Because I know he listens. I know he listens. So we'll just talk about this.
It's Alfred.
Alfred? No, we're not going to talk about his real name. I'm talking about his Twitter.
His name is Alfred.
Someone needs to help him because he's clearly lost his mind. Baron
III.
Frosty.
No, not Baron Frosty. I was talking about Larry Vader.
Oh, yeah.
That's not his real name.
No, his name is not Baron Frosty.
No, his name is not Larry Vader.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's Larry... Mm-hmm.
He also doesn't work at a coal mine.
Yeah, he does.
No.
He works at the same coal mine that Fatty used to work at.
Euphemistically.
I've been to the coal mine.
Me too.
Well, there you go. So you know it's a coal mine.
Well. I know what it is.
It's a coal mine.
Let me just say, they don't dig tunnels.
What are you twiddling with in your hand?
A thing.
Oh, it's a crimper. It's a cable crimper. Have you been crimping ends on Ethernet cables?
I have.
Look, I got the.
I have a whole bag of.
I've got a punch. I just bought a punch down.
I've got one of those too, but I don't have it.
I didn't have a punch because
I don't have it.
The wall pieces of my Ethernet here. They only punched in like three of the cables because it was for an alarm system, and so I need to punch in all the wires. So I had to get a puncher.
I also bought. Well, I should talk about it in my tools. Stupid
tools when you buy when you get older.
But I bought something else.
It was a prostate massager.
I'll save for the actual show. Okay, but yeah, I've got these tips.
Actual show.
Got the tips as well.
Just the tips.
You know. Yeah, just the tips. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, but there's one. So these tips here, this is fascinating content. But these tips here.
You are holding up an RJ45 tip, yes.
You have to get the cord.
Yes.
And untwist them and get it exactly right and then hope to God.
You have to line them up in proper color order.
That they all go in the correct slots.
Yes.
Like you can hold it and try to hold it flat and then jam it in there, but you don't know if they're going to completely line up whenever. And you have to look at it and be like, oh, did they line up? And then sometimes one gets twisted up and you didn't realize it. But they have these that there's a sleeve thing that has... six or seven or how many ever it is holes in it.
Yes.
And you stick each one through the holes and then you just put the sleeve inside of there.
Yes.
And it keeps them perfectly straight.
Yes.
I did not buy that kind. I bought the plain ones.
Yeah. I don't like straight things. So I prefer mine to be gay.
So, and the Ethernet cable that I'm using is a very cheap one because I'm cutting an Ethernet cable that's way too long that I'm never going to use that much length into shorter ones so I don't have a big wad of cable just lying around.
Big wad of cable was my stripper name in the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know if I've had this desk long enough to be able to stand up for the entire show and the pre-show.
What?
Because like
stand up.
No, I'm standing one place. Standing in one place is actually, you know, uses different. Like if we were walking, like if I was on a treadmill walking, or if I was somewhere walking, then it's one thing. But to stand in one place uses a different set of muscles. And like today during work, I had like two or three different meetings that were a couple hours long that I was standing for the entire time. So
you can, you need one of those plastic mats they have at retail establishments behind the counter, so it's cushiony.
So I have a
thing
on the floor because this is normally where the chair sits. So I have the thing on the floor that the chair rolls on, that plastic thing that's on the floor there where the chair rolls on. But and it's a carpeted room, and there's plenty of padding under my feet. But I may have to go grab one of the stools from the studio and use a stool.
Well, nobody can see you except me.
I know. I mean, I wanted a standing desk because I wanted to stand more, but I've literally, this has been the first week I've had it. And so I'm having to ease into it because...
And it's like
when your legs are hurting just from standing still for a long time, you can't exactly do a lot of work.
Other than the fact I can see the top of your posters now.
Yeah.
You look exactly the same standing as you did seated.
Yeah, but if I go up too far, see, look, if I go up a little bit further, you can see the ceiling, the ceiling fan dinglies right there.
Yeah.
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 So this is where I was last night on the Archer show, this height right
here. How long did you guys go much longer after I dropped off?
No, we didn't.
Lamont Cranston
is moving in the spring.
I had to go eat my cauliflower soup.
Cauliflower soup. Hey Lamont, are you moving to Florida? Now that you can work at home, you don't need to live in the expensive burg of New York.
You know, most companies, well, you know what? I don't know this, but I've heard that a lot of companies, including the one that I work at, or for, either preposition. Have said, now just because we're working from home does not mean that you can move to just wherever you want. You have to get that approved, and we want to keep most of our workers near our main offices. So even though you're working from home all week, 5 days a week, we still want you close to the office so that if we need you to come in, you're there, and we don't have to fly you in for special meetings or anything like that. So we're not allowed to move unless it's somewhere near a main office. And even then, I think we have to get it approved. So like if I wanted to move and I knew there was a main office in another city, I think I still have to get my managers to approve me moving.
Yeah, I feel like you can move to Florida because there's flights from Florida to New York that are like less than $100.
Well, but our company, and he sounds like his company won't either. Told we cannot move out of the area. That was us too. So
must not leave the state for any reason.
And they said that. What they're going to do for us is they said, once COVID is under control, we'll have the offices as a meeting place and you guys can come back and have team meetings once every couple of weeks so that you can have FaceTime. And we're going to set it up so that, with special larger meeting areas and stuff for teams. And
yeah, we're kind of in the same boat. I don't ever have to go back to the office unless I want to go in for a meeting or if I want to go in to be. Right now, there's nobody there. Actually, that's not true. I think there are people that are there because they've reconfigured stuff so that there's a lot of social distancing there. Like they've spaced out the cubicles and stuff, or they're only using every other cubicle or stuff like that. Because there are some people that just don't have room at home to work. Like they just they have kids or they just don't have a setup. Like they're working out of their kitchens or someplace that's really not conducive to working well. And so those people were pleading to go back. And so I know a lot of those people did, but it's so weird because I don't work for a large company. Like when I worked for Yale, that was a large fucking company, right? It's like 18,000 employees and it was, really big. You work for the largest, company in the United States. So,
well, it depends on who you count, but we've got over 2 million employees.
Yeah, exactly. So working for big corporations is a lot different than working. So I work for, I won't call it a small business because we have like 1,800 employees, but it's like a mid-sized business. So we, for a smaller mid-sized business. And so this office that we had here in Tampa, and I would also like to point out that 50% of our workforce was remote to start with. So really of that 1,800, we only had about 900 that were in the office. And we were split between three states. So between Georgia, Florida, and... where was the other office? I don't even remember now. Alachua. Anyway, the long story short, the building here in Tampa, we didn't own it. We were just leasing the space, but we were leasing the first floor, the sixth floor, seventh floor, and eighth floor. of an 8-story building, right? So it's like we had over half of this 8-story building that we were leasing. Like, we didn't own it. We were just leasing it, which to me just makes no sense. It's just throwing money away. But yeah, I mean, the amount of money that we're going to be able to save just by condensing back down to just 2 floors or just 1 floor is insane. Which I never understood why we're leasing this fucking office building anyway. It's like we're not the kind of, we go to the clients to do training and stuff. Like, we don't have a big training center that we bring them into. Like, we go on site to do training and sales and stuff. So it's like we never have clients in our office unless they're coming in for some kind of, you know, executive meeting, and that's up in the conference rooms. But it's like there's not going to be a client running around, oh, I wish I could see where they work. And it's like, anyway, Adam.
All of my clients are internal. So,
well, technically, since I am the transformation department, my client is the company. So it's like my client is the company.
I'm on a platform team. So
yeah, I had to explain to people today why Confluence was a stupid fucking idea to use.
We use Confluence.
Okay. Well, in our case, it's a stupid fucking idea.
Well, I'm not saying we love Confluence. I'm just saying we use Confluence. Right.
The problem with it is that we have numerous, like, we just have had no standardization on where people document things and where people collaborate on things. And we're a Microsoft shop. We pay for the Microsoft suite for everybody. So it's like we need to be using the Microsoft suite. We need to be using Teams and SharePoint and Power Automate and all the...
We have all of that, right, as well.
And so I was demonstrating them today because I'm like going, all right, look, here's your Confluence where you did basically wiki-like stuff on this Confluence. And that's great as long as I know that I need to go to Confluence to find it, right? So if I'm trying to search for the information that you wanted to share with the rest of the company, I have to know that it's in Confluence to go to search there. Otherwise, then I have to go to our stupid wiki and search and see if it's there. And then I can search somewhere else. Like, where if I did it in the Office suite, I literally could just do a Bing search for it. And as long as I'm on our local VPN, it's like Bing will search our VPN. So it'll search our intranet for things. And it's just like, look, here. Here's the same thing that you did in Confluence that I just did in SharePoint. It took me about 15 minutes to copy it over. And look, now I can search for it. I can find it everywhere. So it's like, that's why you don't use these stupid fucking silos. Silos are the enemy of collaboration. That was the theme of my speech today. Thank you.
We have, you're welcome. We have Confluence. We have something called Help Docs. Yeah. We have all the Microsoft stuff. We have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Microsoft has been doing a pretty good job of pulling things together lately. So it's like the Microsoft suite, the Microsoft 365 suite right now is, you know, one of the better things. The reason that we were using Confluence before was because we have the on-premise Confluence. So we only had to pay like $45,000 one time for the software like 10 years ago. And then we run.
Oh, all of our stuff is hosted.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. But Confluence is discontinuing support for that, and they're trying to move everyone to cloud. So Atlassian has announced that they're, you know, shutting that down and they're moving everybody to cloud, which means that $45,000 that we paid 10 years ago will now become $105,000 a year to use their cloud services. So it's like, hey, let's not do this.
Huh. I haven't heard. That's funny.
What's funny?
I haven't heard that. Maybe we don't care. Or I'm not. Well,
if you're already using the cloud system, then you don't need to worry about it.
No. I'm saying we host just about everything we use. We host ourselves internally.
Oh, yeah. Well, then yeah.
So I know that we host Confluence. Well, I assume that we host Confluence internally because they're moving it to Azure over the weekend. And so I assume if they're moving it to Azure, that means that we host our own, because what would they be moving to Azure if we were in Atlassian's cloud? So, although Walmart may get special treatment, as we may be like, well, we don't care. You're discontinuing support. You're going to support us.
Yeah. If you pay for it. Yeah.
So,
sure. I mean, but they're going to move you to, like, why would they? Why would they accept $45,000 one time from you and then an ongoing support contract instead of, oh, but we can charge you $5 a seat, like $5 for every seat.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we have some sway.
Yeah, I know you do. But I'm just saying that it's like, if you go to the actual Confluence website, right? So you just go to whatever it is it Atlassian or Confluence? Is it Confluence? So if I go to Atlassian, can I share my screen? Yeah. So here, I'm going, this is the Atlassian website, or the Confluence website, right? And I go here to pricing, and I look at, come on, click over. Oh, that's really performant. If I go here to my self-managed, right, which would be the server and everything, you'll see that it's got this big one. We're making changes to our server and data center products, including the end of sale for new server licenses on February 2nd, 2021, and the end of support for server on February 2nd, 2024.
Oh. Well, then we've got 3 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right. So it's like if you're running this server, like, you know, and you have 10,000 plus users or whatever, then it's like 150,000 one time, and then you have an ongoing support contract or whatever. But it, yeah, over here, you would fall under this enterprise. It's like, yeah, talk to us. Yeah. So it's like, if I just plug in our 1,800 people right here, you can see that it's going to be 588 a user, which is 10,000 a month. And if I flop over to the annual and get a discount, then it's 105,750 a year. And that's bad because we're already paying that for Office. We're already paying that for the Microsoft 365. I got to quit saying Office. We were paying that for Microsoft 365. So we should just, and that's way more.
I don't know what, I don't know what we pay for that stuff. I probably could because now that I'm in product, I mean, and I'm on the platform team.
You're big enough.
I mean, ask somebody.
No, I mean, we negotiate with Microsoft. So I'm sure you guys negotiate with Microsoft. It's not $5 a seat. Well, it's not $5 a person for Office. Like it would be if you were just Joe Blow off the street. When you have an enterprise like that, it's probably $2 or $3 a head.
So we're a partner of Microsoft.
Yeah. So are we.
And, when they started Azure, 5 years ago or whenever it was, they came to us and basically gave us Azure for free for 2 or 3 years.
I mean, we're an MSND, so we're an MSDN site. So it's like all of it, including me, all the devs have free Azure stuff every month. So we have $50 in Azure credits to use to spin things up and to test them and everything every month. But anyway, it's not important. We've now bored TB. We bored TB so much that he left.
Yeah, TB left. He's like, I'm out.
I'm out.
They talked about RJ45 connectors and Confluence and Azure.
We're talking about nothing. All right, Adam.
All right.
I need to get a beverage. Do we have an idea what we're talking about?
We have some cards in there.
Sure. All right, great.
I'm not sure that they're very substantive, but, you know.
Let's see.
We can vamp.
Do this.
Well, that one is related to Trump. So if we're talking about Trump at the beginning, that's a good place to put it.
Okay. And then I'm going to move this.
I mean, not really Trump specifically, but news. So
I'm going to move Frosty to after the news game. All right, people. I'm just kidding. I haven't hit record.
I thought you were getting a drink.
I am. Like, whoa. I am. All right, I'll be right back.
I haven't even hit record yet.
I'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Check your SD card.
Yeah, I formatted it already. Great. So chat room, I can't because we record this and release it, so I can't say. I have an idea of something I want to do on level 13, but I'm just going to record it and release it. I probably never will. So that's another reason why I shouldn't throw my idea out there, because I have an idea in my head, but I'm a ideas man and a project starter, not necessarily a project finisher. So I probably will never come to fruition, but I have an idea of something that I want to do for level 13. So we'll see if I do it. Plus, if I do it, it's something that could be a continuing thing, which would add more work to my plate. So I don't know. We'll see. I may do it occasionally. Throwing out a teaser. If you're not in level 13, deep thoughts. No, it's not. It's not that. Yeah, that could be good as well, but it's not that. You mean just randomly, just like a 30-second clip thrown on the feed that says, deep thoughts. I don't have a deep thought. All I could say is fungus gnats are attracted to carbon dioxide. That's why they fly around your nose. And that's it. You just get a little 15, 30-second clip. I actually didn't know that. So Mark read somewhere. Now, this was specific to a fungus gnat because, as everyone knows, I've been talking about for a while that we've had a gnat problem since we first moved in. And I wasn't sure why that would be because it's a brand new house. And I thought, well, it can't be fruit flies because we don't have any fruit laying around decomposing. And it's a brand new house, so there shouldn't be anything. But what I read was, you know, that you could have drain gnats and they can live on any kind of biomatter that's in the drains. You know what I'm going to bring up? There is one other thing I'm going to bring up.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, so Mark was researching gnats because he's like Mr. Botanist now. We just have plants all over the place. He just buys a new plant every other day, it seems.
Yeah, but gnats are insects.
And he read that, no, there's a specific kind of gnat called a fungus gnat. And they usually lay their eggs and propagate themselves in moist soil, so like in plants. But what he read was that, because one of the things that bothered me is these gnats attack my face.
Because your face is moist?
Your face is so moist that they want to fly around my face and up my nose and in my mouth. They just want to get all up on my business.
All in your business.
And what he read when he was researching these fungus gnats is that they're attracted to carbon dioxide. And so the reason they will fly around your face and your nose and your mouth is because you're expelling carbon dioxide when you breathe. And they're attracted to it. That is why if a gnat flies around your face, it's because they're attracted to carbon dioxide.
Are we on the stream?
Yep.
Okay.
As far as I know.
I just never asked at the beginning, so I'm assuming. Sorry.
So, So I thought, man, my breath must smell horrible. It must smell like rotting flesh or something because these gnats that I was reading about were attracted to decomposition.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, my breath must smell like something rotting. Well, I'm going to write one more card. Wait, one second.
But in fact, no, it's just...
Damn it, I forgot.
Oh. Your breath was rotting.
Oh. Put this where you will, but I put it at the end.
I think I'm ready.
One second.
One moment, please.
You don't like it if I don't add a label. I'm adding a label. Okay. All right, I know I do this every time.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check.
Yeah, you owe me too.
I owe you?
You owe me two.
What is this? I didn't realize
Mondays,
there was
on Mondays, Geeky Gay, you used your new one. On Tuesdays, Geeky Gay, you use Scott's. On Wednesdays, you use yours yet again. And on Thursdays, you use Scott's. You have not used mine all week unless you used it tonight.
Oh, poor Daniel. I used yours today.
That's why I just said, unless you used it for today.
For sure, I used it today.
Just saying. you Scott twice.
I'm recording. He has a better voice.
How dare you?
And mine was new, so I was giving it some you know.
Did you even listen to our show?
Did to that dang Elvis?
No, to Mix Minus last week.
No.
Okay.
Why would I listen to... Oh, did you use mine?
I did.
Daniel, I've told you this a million times, and I understand that it hurts your feelings because you want me to listen and then praise your editing.
I don't want you to praise my editing.
But, and I appreciate that you do the editing, but I've heard it because I performed on the show. So I don't listen to my show. I don't, clearly. Like, I do, well, yeah. I mean, I do a little bit of tipping and tailing and a little noise removal and a little, you know, levelating and stuff, but I don't listen to the whole thing. I don't know how people listen to it, to be honest. So I'm recording, by the way.
Double speed.
Boy, that's like a 2-minute show.